time for Coffee Talk. I have in studio Michelle McDonald with the DAC Developmental Achievement Center right here in Two Harbors. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Right. Of course, it's been so long. We used to like interact. I swear we were at meetings like once a month together.
Yes.
What happened?
Constantly.
What?
I don't. I think. We grew up a little bit and the pandemic and everything.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And positions changing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
miss you a lot though.
Right. Well, it's good to see you. And we have some exciting news of why you're here. 50 years celebrating, serving the community and support from the community. So tell us all about it.
Sure. We're very happy at the Lake County DAC. We quietly, very quietly turned 50 years old recently. But due to what is we are all experiencing with the pandemic, we were not able to shout on the rooftops to come on in and join us for cake. So things have gotten a little better. So we're seeing an opportunity, a little window here where we can celebrate and thank the community properly by opening our doors and having the community come in to celebrate 50 years with us at the Lake County DAC. We're having an open house.
Right.
And in this open house, it's May 10th. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And come on in. We're going to, programming is going to be happening. People are going to be working on things. You're going to be able to get tours. There'll be food. There will be music. There'll be surprises, an opportunity to ask questions about our services. What can we do for you? Mm-hmm. Not only do we do many things inside of our building, we do many things outside of our building. We have created many partnerships with area businesses and area community members to provide services to them.
That is excellent. And May 10th is a Tuesday, if I'm doing
it
my
is.
Calendar correct.
It
okay.
is.
Okay, excellent. On a Tuesday. So just pinpoint that. Come on in. And where are you located, Michelle?
We're located right downtown, 626 2nd Avenue.
All right. And for those of you who have been around for a while, that's the old credit union building.
Absolutely. Yes. Our bank looking building. We love our building.
That's so fabulous. Yeah, that's one of the big milestones that that in the last 50 years. So let listeners know exactly what Lake County DAC is and what services do you provide?
Sure. Our mission hasn't changed. We support individuals to achieve the highest level of independence. We serve adults with developmental disabilities and related conditions. And we're a community-based licensed service provider through the Department of Human Services. We provide day and employment services to those adults who experience barriers in transportation, employment, in being fully included in their community. Our employment services, we've just expanded and blown up.
Nice.
We are now in six area businesses, and we aren't them. Actually, six area businesses have hired individuals we serve as employees, and so we're providing job coaches in those businesses. You may see us at Super One. You may see us at Holiday. We've got some fantastic guys, local guys working in those places. We provide transportation services. A lot of our folks have barriers to transportation in their community, so we're providing transportation services. We're providing community services through volunteering, through getting out and helping the individuals get their banking done or shopping or things like that. So there's it's all individualized services. People come in and ask us, can you do this? And we say, absolutely. So it's not a one and done service. It's a variety and very individualized.
Nice. And that you do expand and adjust according to the needs and interest, and you definitely do not look the same as you did 50 years ago, I can imagine.
No, you know, we were a service provider. The focus was vocational training, some jobs, a lot of education services. One of the biggest looks we have changed in is our location. We were in Knife River for 45 years, and it was wonderful. The community couldn't have been better, but we needed to expand and create more awareness, and so moving to Two Harbors was a good fit. We still get a lot of support from Knife River, but we are providing all kinds of different services. Again, people come in, and we don't have a menu of services. They tell us what they need, and we create their service plan from that.
Nice. And so is this fully staffed basis? You said there's job coaches and things like that. Is there volunteer opportunities?
Yeah, great questions, Michelle. First of all, the employment piece, we run with team members, employee staff members who support each individual, and we are not fully staffed as many people are experiencing. The workforce has kind of turned upside down, and you're seeing help wanted signs everywhere. But in addition to that, we are expanding our services, and we have a wait list. Not everyone's back yet because we need to hire more staff. And so actually we've created these new positions of just strictly job coaching in the community. There's where they don't come to our building. You're picking up an individual at their home, and you're going to support them in their job directly for a few hours. And that's part-time. And so we're excited to offer that. It's great for retired people. It's people who, students who have just a few hours to give. We have day hours. So we have openings for that. We also have openings for our traditional programs. And I would say just give George Highland a call at the DAC. He's our human resource specialist, and he'd be more than happy to talk with you. Or if you call, you can talk with anybody, or even stop in for an application. The volunteer opportunities, we created this program a few years ago, and we were really excited about it, called the Inside Out Volunteer Squad. We would have volunteers come into our program and provide volunteers, book clubs, cooking classes, art demonstrations, and the people that we serve, of course, loved it. Love new faces. Mm-hmm. They're very engaged with those volunteers. And soon, the people we serve were asking, you know, of course they talk about what they like and they do, and our volunteers were saying, well, I volunteer at the radio station, or I volunteer at the food shelf. And the people we serve said, I want to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, what? Let's do that. So it turned into the Inside Out Volunteer Squad. So we are currently have a couple of regular volunteers coming in. We have more opportunities if you're interested in volunteering in our program, sharing your talents and sharing of yourself. But we also are still getting back to where we were pre-pandemic. We are at the food shelf. We're reconnecting with the library. We're at churches. We're at people's homes. So we're providing some volunteer services to the community also.
That is so wonderful. Yeah, you can't even tell that you're like enthusiastic and passionate about what you do. Can't even tell, Michelle.
I love talking about the DAC.
That's amazing. And so now you said there was a waiting list, and that's for those you serve. So are you generally, because they are those you serve are adults, is it set up for this to be a long term with a succession as your the individuals you serve are progressing through life and have their changes and to develop, because it is a developmental, and so to achieve different goals. So does someone stay with your program for quite a while?
Yes, it's all dependent on the person. Again, those individualized services. We've had people come in for short-term services.
Okay.
Ideally, if there's some employment services they're seeking, they come in, we provide assessments, we provide goal creation, and maybe their goal is to work in the community independently. So we provide those assessments and training, the job search training. We help them build resumes. They get a job. We may provide some minimal job coaching all the way up to all constant job coaching. But we've had some, we are working with someone right now who the job coach is stepping back. So the shadowing is becoming less because this person is actually at Neighbor to Neighbor and employed through Neighbor to Neighbor and has created some great natural supports at her job site. So our services aren't needed as much because she is connected with this job and the other employees, and they are providing those natural supports, which ultimately is the goal.
Oh my gosh, that just totally gave me chills.
Yeah.
And it's 76 degrees in here, so you know it's not because of the temperature.
Yeah. So those are our proud moments. Those are those are the success stories. We have everybody in our program has success stories, and whether it's employment or just getting into their community on a regular basis.
That is so wonderful. And you can check out, well, it's not really a new facility anymore, but it's just so cozy, and you can see the artwork. And because not only going out into the community, there is job sourcing right there, the making of the rugs.
Yes.
That's and that's a big thing. And there's it's a comfortable space. It's not a residential facility. This is a day facility.
Yes, day service. They come in and then they go home at the end of the day.
Right. Right. Okay.
As well as our staff are able to do that too. So your employment with us is, we have the cream of the crop. We don't have weekends. We don't have evenings. We don't have holidays. But, you know, if you need day hours for employment, come on and see us.
Excellent. And how do they get in touch with you, Michelle?
Sure. They can call George Highland, who I spoke about earlier. He's our human resource specialist. Anybody that you want to call, just 218-834-5767. Just give us a call and say, hey, I'd like more information. You can also visit us on Facebook. We're on Lake County DAC, Inc. And then we are also, our website is www.lcdac.org.
Perfect. And again, let's give a shout out for the 50th anniversary happening on May 10th.
10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Food, music, surprises.
Yay. And it's a local musicians that everyone loves.
Yes.
The Thugs are coming.
Yes.
Excellent. And you have the phone number. Anything we did not cover that listeners need to know about the event or your organization as a whole?
No, I think we hit it out of the park here, Michelle. And I think,
sweet.
But you know what? I would recommend bringing a friend to our party, because we're going to have plenty of cake. We're going to have lots and lots of cake and food.
Nice.
And everybody there is so excited to thank the community.
Perfect. Yay. Hitting it out of park before 9 o'clock. We're winners. We are winners, Michelle. Thank you so, so much for coming in and starting your day with KTWH. And we'll check in again.
Wonderful. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Yes. This is KTWH 99.5 FM. And that was Michelle McDonald, director at the Lake County DAC.